today, I have given you everything to fulfill your dreams, your desires, your wishes. Even the possibility to declare your own destiny. And all I ask in return is that you take care of me and everything that I have created for you.
Mother Earth, Mother Earth, I hear you speak to me. Universe, universe, breathing life into my dreams. For me, step into, tell me that you care for me.
I tell you my negativity, I share it with you, but I still hold on to it. I won't let it go. Let's pay you back, something like that. You hurt me, and I'll hurt you back. And this resentment, when you look at the studies lately in psychology, and it says it's one of the worst emotions that you can contain in your body. You're pissed off at the neighbor, and you don't say anything. You know, that kind of idea. That's resentment. You turn it in against you. And resentment kills you. So my latest trip has been how to teach people how to let go of their resentment. And one of the keys I found is forgiveness. Religion took it over, but aside from religion, if you can learn to forgive the person that they hurt you, and you can just give it up, don't hold on to it anymore, it's kind of like a sense of freedom. Letting go of your resentment. I do a lot of work with that for people. People, no, my father wasn't there, and my father beat me, and my brother abused me, and this happened to me, and this happened to me, and I won't let it go. And that's what hurts. That's what creates sickness in the body. That's what stops the energy flow. Resentment. One thing I've been looking at is lately is death. I'm making this new meditation. It's called Samasati meditation. And my mother died, and a lot of my friends have died, so I thought it's a nice topic to go into. And while I was making this meditation, I realized that I was making it also for myself. It hit me, you know, I'm trying to do something for everybody else, my favorite. But then I thought, boom, it's my own death. And I started to look at that, and I started to do research. The Tibetans say that when you die, you have to be aware. Man, that's a heavy one, huh? Yeah, true. And it seems like the number one problem is the soul or the spirit wants to hold on, is attached. I saw this video of these Tibetan monks, and his dead body is wrapped there. These Tibetan monks are sitting in a circle, and they're screaming at this dead body. And the announcer says in the background, well, the monks know that he doesn't want to let go of the property he has and the goats and the cows he has. And they're trying to convince him to let go. And that seems to be the big thing. You don't want to let go of your family. You don't want to let go of your friends. You don't want to let go of your kids. You don't want to let go of your body. You don't want to let go of your life. You know? Just letting go seems to recycle your ass. I don't want to let go of you. Well, you got to come back into it again or something. What I learned from that, I plan to be aware. And if I'm not aware, who gives a fuck? And who's going to judge and say, Varesh, in the last moment you were thinking about going to the toilet rather than being fucking aware? Who cares? Who really cares? Am I willing to come and judge me afterwards? No. It's my own ego. I want to do it correctly. Maybe I don't do it correctly, man. Maybe I miss. So what? And I could do that too, though.
Be aware. Death is coming. Yes, I understand. It's another stage, another development. My soul is going somewhere else. Maybe it's like,
maybe I don't get it. I don't want to die.
What I learned to do is relax about the trip, the way the trip is supposed to be. There's an expectation. Heaven, hell. I grew up with that. Heaven, hell. Purgatory in between. Those concepts. My conclusion with this whole meditation is live the moment as totally as possible. Because you don't know if you slip on a banana tomorrow. Bingo. Might be going up. So, I had social about that. And he said, just relax. Don't even get into that. Concentrate on being here and now. I mean, it seems like people die the way they live. You live in tense and fear. Death is going to be tense and fearful. But you're saying,
yippee, yippee. This is my life. I have nothing I regret. I'm free and all that.
It's supposed to be a good one.
Okay. Resentment.
Do you have any resentment towards your parents, towards your friends, towards your ex-lovers, towards anybody? Resolve it. Change it. Get rid of it. You don't need it. Resentment kills you. In psychology, they wrote it down. It's a fact. It's not good for you. All right. Now, I have to tell you about the Sacred Earth Meditation. It took us 2 years in the making. First, about 20 years ago, I go to Italy. And a friend of mine says, I want you to meet this fortune teller, this psychic. I say, okay. I go there, I sit, she's a normal woman, she's cooking. I sit in her kitchen, she makes some coffee, thick coffee, giant coffee. She turns the coffee cups around, my coffee cups, and all this thick stuff comes out. And then she starts to read. I said, oh, this is interesting. She said, in the past lifetime, I was the father of the bears. And I said, oh, really? Father of the bears? What does that mean? She said, well, in the north, when the continents were connected, you were like a traffic cop. You directed people, so I go this way. Something like that. I'm the father of the bears. So, naturally, I created an identity with bears. And I started to collect bears. Toy bears. Ended up with about 30 different sized bears. I had to start giving them away to the kids because it was getting too much. And then 2 years ago, I'm home and National Geographic, and then the polar bears come on. And they said, the polar bears normally go for a swim and they can swim up to 5 kilometers. And then they like to land on ice and they're looking for seals because that's their main diet. What's happening today is that the polar bears are swimming and there's no ice. And they're drowning. There isn't any seals because the ice is melting. And the polar bears now are cannibalizing the kids, the babies. And I said, that's not right. I started getting to a rocking chair revolutionary. That's wrong. Bears shouldn't have to suffer. But it was like symbolic of the whole world. Okay. Every 20 seconds, you count 2 million euros. In 1 minute, 6 million euros. 24 hours a day for 1 year, and it comes to over €1.5 trillion. €1.5 trillion that is spent on defenses for the countries, for major countries. €1.5 trillion just on defense. Every 20 seconds, €1 million. Every 40 seconds, €1 million. Imagine all that money. They said, let's not defend ourselves for 1 year. Let's use that to benefit mankind. Let's use that to uplift humanity. There's close to 7 billion people on the earth, and 1 billion people go hungry every day. And it's not because there isn't enough food. Oh, man. It's us being aware and feeling that you're not blind to the world. And you put your energy into a positive way. I think that's the answer. Because the United Nations doesn't seem to work. It's so blocked up. But you, Gary says, turn off the water when you're shaving. And, oh, shit. And it's true. It starts like that. Turn off the water when you guys are shaving. So I do all this meditation. Now, the special part of this meditation I have to demonstrate. It's dancing and then the kundalini.
Now some of you know Kundalini as you know Kundalini in the past. And Puna. I did some work with what they call key masters there in Korea. They said, listen first, when you put your hands like this, and let them flap from your elbows, like you're not doing anything, they're just flapping. They said, two things happen. Toxic energy comes out of here, at the same time your body gets recharged. So if you don't do anything with your wrist, you just let them flap, you know what I mean? Now you gotta keep them in this, more or less the same business, hula hula, up there, not. None of this, but always, and out of it, you move your elbows, and this flaps. And if you do that three times in these sessions, you're going to get recharged. You put a little bit of energy together, a little bit out, you do it totally, you'll really get a nice experience, big buzz. First part of meditation is dancing. Second part, everybody gets space. Oh, you have to smile. Yes, you'll be here and people walk around, smile. There are two energy points here that are connected to the heart. And when you smile, you open up your heart. So this is meditation with awareness. Smile. Shake. That's it. Always keep your hands together. Not like that. Keep down. Everybody up and be enthusiastic. Okay, so the first part of meditation is very easy, it's just dance. Okay? Thank you.
cross your legs like a Buddha if you're comfortable. If not, sit against the wall, sit in the chair. Close your eyes. And this won't be for very long. Pretend you're in the wilderness. There's nobody around and you're with nature. Just listening to nature. So if you close your eyes, you're appreciating this earth. This next stage, I'd like you to lie on your back, spread your arms and spread your legs, and just surrender to the earth. Keep your eyes closed. Find some space, lie on your back, spread your arms, spread your legs, in a surrender position. It's like you're surrendering to the earth. Close your eyes. You won't be in this position for very long. Try not to fall asleep.
Be loving to the earth. Sow the seeds of love on the earth. The question is not for you to enter into some paradise in the skies. On the contrary, the question is how to transform this earth into paradise. It has all the potential. Just an awakening about the potential of the earth about the potential of the people and the earth, and there will be no talk about any heaven or any paradise or any gods. Man can become complete, fulfilled unto himself. The earth is searching through you its own meaning. You are the highest evolved part of the earth. Have you ever considered your body is earth? Your brain is earth. Your heart is earth. You are the highest flowering, a great metamorphosis. There seems to be no connection between the earth and your eyes, but your eyes are nothing but the eyes of the earth. It is an effort of the earth to see. Your ears are an effort of the earth to hear the music.
If our Mother Earth was able to speak, she would say, I have given you everything to fulfill your dreams, your desires,